but I need to exercise my right of reply to respond to a number of things that were said in this chamber today. Let me first start with Iran. The representative of Iran and his government are frankly not in a position to accuse others of violating the NPT. They have been found non-compliant by the IAEA Board of Governors with their Comprehensive Safeguards Agreement. This translates into a violation of Article 3, their covert nuclear program, covert nuclear weapons program, was a violation of Article 2. Iran's destabilizing actions in the Middle East region are one of the reasons we must talk about creating conditions for further progress. Its support for Hamas and Hezbollah, support for Houthi rebels in Yemen, its ballistic missile activities that are inconsistent with a UN Security Council resolution. On the Middle East weapons of mass destruction free zone, the central problem is, as it has been, the refusal of some states in the region, foremost Iran, to engage in direct talks with Israel. As we've said many times, it's only through direct and inclusive dialogue can the hope for a zone be realized. Iran's support for Syria and its use of chemical weapons further calls into question any prospect for a Middle East weapons of mass destruction free zone. And let me just say once again, we will never hesitate in this body or any other relevant body to call out Syria or any other country's use of chemical weapons, even in the NPT context. The repeated undermining of this fundamental international norm is a major threat to the international security environment we are trying and working very hard every day to improve. To my Russian colleague, with regard to the INF Treaty, it is Russia, not the United States, that is in violation of the INF Treaty. We have been calling on Russia to come back into compliance for years. And in December of 2017, after years of denying its existence, Russia finally acknowledged the ground launch cruise missile in question, but now claims that this missile cannot fly to ranges prohibited by the INF Treaty. So, I once again call on Russia to come back into compliance with its treaty obligations. The problem here is that Russia's continued efforts to redraw the boundaries in Europe. The Russian narrative on Ukraine just doesn't hold up. The Russian representative here knows it. Everyone here knows it. So I would appeal to my Russian colleague to please spare us your revisionist views of historical events. It would save us all valuable time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished representative of the U.S. for